Jesus' name, let's be seated. Let's clap for Jesus as the choir take their seat. God bless the choir. Today I bring the word of God unto you. Definitely, this is not the first sermon you've had. But you see, the beauty about God is that every preacher comes with his own peculiarities. Even the same preacher preaching the same message from the same pulpit, even on the same day, we still come with peculiarities. So I just want to implore you, what is meant for you today, don't let any distraction take it away. What God wants to do with you, He will do in the name of Jesus. And what God wants to do with your enemies, He will do in the name of Jesus. I've titled this short message, "Your Season of Joy Has Come." Is somebody excited? Maybe you didn't hear what I said. I said, your season of joy has arrived. Let me ask you a question. Who actually stole your joy? Or what stole your joy? Is it the economy? Is it marital problems? Is it your finances? Is it your child? Is it your job? What stole your joy? Or who indeed stole your joy? Maybe by the time we finish, you have an answer and we address the problem. In Genesis chapter 1, if you want to give a title to this subtitle, to this session, it's called In the Beginning. In Genesis chapter 1, I read verse 31. And it says, "And God saw everything that He made, and behold, it was very good." Not just good, but very good. And do you know, before we get to verse 31, there is verse 26, which says, "And God said, let's make man in our own image." So as at the time God was speaking, verse 31, you were already made. And for God to say what everything He did was very good, that includes you. And being good also connotes that there is joy in it. God saw everything that He made. And in Psalm 139, verse 14, He looked at you. And He said, "You are fearfully and wonderfully made." That's you. So why have you allowed the devil? Did anyone reduce the volume of this mic? Please, I don't have the spirit of shouting. Amen. God bless you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And when He made you, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, He made some pronouncements. He gave you dominion. He gave you dominion, meaning whatever is the challenge, you can trample under your feet because you have dominion. The fact that you are fearfully and wonderfully made does not mean the devil will not come. Because the devil does not fear anyone. Not until you prove yourself, at least. So when the devil comes, whatever wants to steal your joy, because you have dominion, you should be able to stand your ground. That, hey, devil, you don't know me. I am Olufemi, and my surname is Jesus Christ. And you address the issue. Genesis chapter 3 verse 8 says that God used to come and visit you in the cool of the day. One to one. Before now, you used to see a lot of visions. Before you close your eyes, heaven will open. Before now, before you could say, my Father who art in heaven, the answer to your prayer has landed. In the beginning. But may I ask you, what has gone wrong? The devil is a constant. There's nothing you say that will remove the devil before his time. So don't blame the devil. There will be challenges, no doubt about that. Do I have my own challenges? Of course. But am I allowing my challenges to wear me down? No. It's not possible. Are all the challenges gone? No. Because promotion will only come by challenges. If you want to grow. Some of us, before we got married, the prayer was, God, let me get married. And when you got married, the prayer changed to, Father, give me children. Every level, every challenge. Every level, different issue. As long as we remain on this planet Earth, there will be challenges. But do you know the beauty of challenges? One son will come in droves, maybe 3-4 challenges at a time. The second challenge, you might address the second challenge right now and it will go. And the first challenge will still be hanging. There are some challenges that will perpetuate. Why? That is the problem. I don't have an answer. But I can tell you, as I stand, that God is ready to solve every challenge for you. If you're ready to pay the price. The price tag of a challenge, if you ask God, he will tell you. Every problem has a price tag. Every problem, every challenge. What went wrong? What went wrong? Turn with me. If you want to give a subtitle to that, it is somewhere along the line. I don't know what went wrong. Somewhere along the line. Matthew chapter 13. And I'll read verse 25. Matthew 13, verse 25, it says, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and he went his way. Some challenges crept in when you were sleeping. Sleeping does not mean when you begin to snore. It could be spiritual slumber. Some crept in. Some challenges you inherited. Maternally, paternally, Maybe it's your village. Maybe it's your origin. Some challenges, they are just the sheer wickedness of man. I like some people's theology. And they will say, I don't look for trouble with the devil, so the devil won't come my way. I don't find his trouble. He goes his way. I go my way. That's wrong theology. Because if you are not for God, you are for the devil. And if you are not for the devil, you are for God. And if you are for God, the devil will come after you. Whether you seek his problem or not, he will come after you. In Luke chapter 7, I read from verse 11. Luke 7, verse 11. And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, weep not. The Lord will have compassion on you today. And he's saying unto you, weep not. Brother, weep not. Sister, weep not. Verse 14. And he came and touched the bear, and they that bear him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was there sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother. Whatever the devil has stolen from you, by the power of the unction that is the name of Jesus Christ and upon my life, you will recover in the name of Jesus. Today you will recover it in the name of Jesus. I say unto you, weep not. The Lord has dried your tears in the name of Jesus. It's the sheer wickedness of man. You've done no wrong. You don't need to do anything wrong before the devil will come after you. Some people just look at you and they'll just hate you. For nothing else, they'll just hate you. Whether you're beautiful or you are ugly, it has nothing to do with it. They just hate you. Even in the church. Forget about the smile, the academic smile. The heart of man is wicked. I always say this. Only three people know those who serve God. That man or that woman that is serving God knows. God knows, and the devil knows. You can't fool those three people. But you can fool the others. You can fool the pastor. You can fool your prayer partner. You can't fool yourself. You can't fool God. You can't fool the devil. The devil will say, you want to cast out? You? Praise the Lord. Sometimes it's the consequence of sin. In Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 and 17, God gave an instruction. He said, do not touch that fruit. But man disobeyed. And we are still disobeying God today. Do not commit adultery. It's for your good. Do not commit fornication. It's for your good. There's what they call gonorrhea. There's what they call syphilis. There's what they call chlamydia. There's what they call happy genitalities. I can go on and on. And there's the king of them, which they call AIDS. You see, when the challenge is so terrible and they don't have a name for it, they'll call it syndrome. They'll finish the end of it with syndrome. Say, what can we call this now? It's for your good. And you know, when man fell, Genesis chapter 3, the consequences began to come. What stole your joy? Maybe I should rephrase the question. Did you throw your joy away yourself? Sometimes it's a mere carelessness. Not a sin, but carelessness. Carelessness. I always use this one because I'm a victim. But the Lord will turn me to a victor today. All kinds of loan offers through the mail, through the ball, through the text, everything. Buy one, get one free kind of loan. That's payback time. And when you took one left, right, and center, and you begin to grind under the weight of loan, you did not commit anything by taking loan. Just carelessness. Just carelessness. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 25 says, there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is the way of death. You will not die in Jesus' name. But I got news for you. Regardless of whichever way your joy has been taken away, or whether you even threw it away yourself, that's restoration. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, that devil is on the prowl. He's seeking who to devour. Why is he seeking? You see, seeking means he's intelligently, diligently looking for choices. It's not just grabbing anyhow, anybody. He's looking for those that when he does harm, it will be very, very painful. And do you know what? Those in his camp, he doesn't have to seek to get them. They are there by his side. He will just pick when he wants them. But those that are for Christ, you have to be diligent. You know, the Bible says if you smack the shepherd, the sheep will scatter. So he's not just picking anybody. He will look for the choices. He's seeking. The joy killer is on the prowl. But the joy giver, the joy restorer, is alert. The Bible says in John chapter 10, verse 10, that Jesus Christ has come to give us joy and give us abundance of it. Your joy will be full in Jesus' name. I have four categories of people here. There are some of us who were in a present state because of sin. The first thing you need to do is make your way right with God. You are born again, yes, but you offended God by committing sin. Make your way right. Maybe some of us are actually going through what I can call spiritual rearrangement. That is, your source of joy used to be the devil. So when you now decline for Christ, he has to rearrange some things in your life. And the rearrangement sometimes can be quite painful. If, for instance, if you got a motor car by stealing it, and God says, take it back, and you begin to walk the streets on your foot, it's a rearrangement. But take it with joy, because it will only be just for a short season. There are some of us who do not belong. No, there's. I beg your pardon, please. There are some of us, we need to address the thief to go. You are born again. You are not going through any spiritual rearrangement. But you are just standing there, expecting that things will fall on your laps. It doesn't happen like that in the kingdom. That is why we have Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Those of us that don't come to Sunday school, I won't tell you lies. You are missing. I'm telling you the truth. You are missing. And when you come to Sunday school, it's not for my benefit. It's not for the benefit of the pastor. At least you still come to full service where we take offering. I will say maybe because of offering now, you might say that's why they want me to come to Sunday school. We don't take offering during Sunday school. So it's not for the benefit of the pastor. It's not for the benefit of the church finances. It's for your spiritual growth and development. Believe you me. It's a tragedy that workers won't come to workers' meeting. And they will still fail to come to Sunday school. I don't understand how we practice this Christianity. I don't. It baffles me when I hear some things. And we expect the result that Paul had. In this way we carry on. You aren't getting it. I'm not cursing. It's the truth. Because there are rules. The kingdom business has ways, rules. Don't expect things will fall on your lap. Before we get to Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, which says, ask, you shall receive. Seek, you will find. Knock, the door will open unto you. That's Matthew 7, 7. Do you know in Matthew 6, verse 33, it says, seek the kingdom and his righteousness. Seek the kingdom first and his righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. That's the position some of us have stopped. Because we have accepted Christ, you not sit down. But it's the same Bible, a chapter after chapter 6, saying, you still go ahead and ask. What Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 is saying is that those things are there for your asking. But you have a part to play by asking. So if you allow the devil to come and sit on you, nobody will drive him away. Some of us, we need to rise up and take charge and say, this is my territory. I stake my territory. You can't come around my house because there's always fire burning around my house. You can't. You can't. And if you think I'm lying and you are here, you are representing your father's kingdom, not the kingdom of Jesus Christ, come and try it. Some of us need to rise and take charge. Take charge of what belongs to you. Stake your territory. Tell the devil this is a no-go zone. Come on. Let's rise up. Let's be Christians indeed. Pastor Adebi, Remy Adebi, he made one statement here. That statement has been ringing. I say, he tells people they'll be properly born again. Let's know where you belong. If you want to serve the devil, leave the church then. If you want to serve God, you are welcome. Be properly born again. All this wishy-washy Christianity, Hollywood stuff. Enough of it. Let's get results. Rise up and tell the devil you cannot. Thus far you have gone, you are not going further. Because I will take my stake. I take my stand. You can't do that. Every child of God has the capacity. Stop looking for pastors. Stop looking for prayer contractors. You think pastor doesn't have his own problems? You think I don't have my problems? Then people come to you for prayers too. Agree with me. Pray with me. Pray for me. My headache, my leg ache, my back ache. Come on. Tell your neighbor, rise up. Quit ye like men. Act like true Christian. Let the devil be afraid of you. When they come, let them say, I'm not going there. You too go if you want to die. I'll give you the testimony of a man in Nigeria. They were at the camp of the enemy. They held a meeting. They said they wanted to destroy his crusade. Prophet Obadari, I had it himself. And when they at the meeting, they said, we'll go for it. They said, no, volunteer. We'll volunteer. Say, no, no way. And they now pull the Jews. They say, okay, if you do this, this is what we do for you. This all. And two people volunteered. It was the people that gave the word themselves. They gave when they were caught. Said, they said when they got to the crusade, so they looked around and said, what are we going to do? They dressed like ushers. Hello, ushers. You know, during open crusade in Nigeria, the uniform is just white and black. Amen. So everybody knows how to draw like an usher. They just dress like ushers without earrings, with everything. So when they got there, they said the first thing they did was they realized that the man was surrounded by men of God, anointed men and women of God too. So it was impossible to reach out to him. There is power in corporate prayer. Because he was in the middle of them, they said, what are we going to do? They caused rain. So when they caused rain, everybody scattered. The men of God on the podium, everybody scattered. This crusade scattered. When they caused rain, they said, okay, it's time to act. The man perceived in the spirit that this is the work of the enemy. He just said, glory be to God in highest. You know, that's his signature. Glory. He said, the moment he said that, the lady said, angels just came from heaven and arrested them. They spoke of Pastor Kumuyi. They said, the man is always walking around in the pool of blood. That wherever he went, there was blood around. You can't go near the cross. No devil can cross the bloodline. It's not possible. And they spoke out for another man of God. They said that one was always surrounded by fire. That who wants to get burnt? Can't let them speak of you like that. Maybe some of us, we are not even yet born again. We don't even belong to any of these groups. Please. It's time. Stop playing church. Stop playing church. Be born again. Give your life to Jesus Christ. People call you brother, sister. It's because they don't know any better. They think you are truly a brother. They think you are truly a sister. But you are not. You know yourself. And God knows. And the devil knows. Don't wait for the devil to take you to hell. Because you never know when the time will be up. You never know. Stop playing church. Shall we rise? I want us to seek this God. Choir, please help me. Joy overflow in my heart. Sing a new song to the Lord. Joy overflow.
Joy overflow in my heart.
Sing a new song to the Lord. How we praise you. How we worship you. How we praise your name. Glory, hallelujah. Sing a new song
to the Lord.
One more time, joy overflow
in my heart. Sing a new song to the Lord.
Joy overflow.
Joy overflow in my heart. Sing a new song to the Lord.
I will worship.
I will worship you.
Yes.
I will praise your name.
Glory, hallelujah.
Sing a new song to the Lord.
Amen. I want you to begin to bless the name of the Lord. Just thank him. We'll just pray one or two prayers. Just praise him. Just bless his holy name. Just worship him. Just worship him. Worship him. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. We worship you. We exalt, we honor you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We adore you. Blessed, blessed be the holy name. Thank you, Jehovah. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, we pray. I want you to pray this prayer. Say, Father, terminate the terminator of my joy. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, terminate whosoever wants to terminate my joy. Terminate the terminator. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, terminate the terminator of my joy. My marital joy, my financial joy, my ministerial joy. In the name of Jesus. My kepa sote, my kapori, my yerevo, my kapos in them. In Jesus' name we pray quickly.
Arrest the arrester of my progress. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. My capo soteri mazeneba. My capo rimazeneba. Arrest the arrester of my progress. My financial progress. My spiritual progress. My marital progress. Arrest the arrester of my progress. In the name of Jesus. My capo soteri mazeneba. Yele keli baba capo sonteba. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to talk to God. Father, send confusion into the camp of the evil conspirators of my life. Send confusion into their midst. In the name of Jesus. Let there be confusion in the camp of the enemies. In the name of Jesus, let there be confusion, O God. In the name of Jesus, Makapo Sontera, Lakana Mayeleba Kilima Sondaba, Yeleba Kilima Sondaba. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to talk to God. Father, let every agenda of man and every agenda of the devil be nullified by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every agenda of man in my life, every agenda of the devil in my life, let it be nullified by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, let every agenda of man, let every agenda of the devil in my life, let it be nullified by the blood of Jesus. I said, be nullified by the blood of Jesus. I said, be nullified by the blood of Jesus. Make by Sunday, Malala Kili Mama Zundarabo, Yella Kili Mama Sundarabo, Yella Kapori Mama Zundarabo, Yakapori Mazendabo. Blessed be the holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, it is time for my joy to be full. Let it happen now. Make it happen now. In the name of Jesus, it is time for my joy to be full. Oh God, my ministerial joy, my marital joy, my financial joy, my physical, my emotional joy. It is time for my joy to be full. Make it happen now. In the name of Jesus, Father, make it happen. Lord, make it happen. Lord, make it happen. Lord, make it happen. In the name of Jesus, thank you, mighty King of heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Leslie, I want you to pray. Father, every prayer I've said that will bring forth your glory in my life, speedily answer. In the name of Jesus. Father, every prayer I've said in my life, that's still pending, Lord, that we bring your glory to pass in my life. Father, speedily answer, oh God. In the name of Jesus, every prayer I've said that will bring about your glory in my life, that will push shame to the devil, that will give shame to the enemies. Oh God, speedily answer. Today answer. Today answer. Today answer. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty God of heaven. In Jesus' name, we pray. Shall we just bless God and just thank him? Let's just thank him. Let's thank him. Let's worship him. Let's exalt him. Blessed be the holy name. Thank you, mighty God of heaven. In Jesus' name, we pray. Jehovah, I have spoken as you have led me. Lord, I join my faith with your children. Father, every prayer we have said here today, right from the start of the service, and every prayer we have even said, oh God, in our individual lives, that will bring glory to your name and that will bring shame unto the enemy, Lord, speedily answer. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. Blessed be the holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you. May be seated. Joy overflow. Joy overflow.